Okay, hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. We still don't know if we can talk over the
Yeah,
countdown.
I think it starts recording immediately. It's just
Really?
we're the ones who are 5 seconds behind.
There's a time warp continuum blip somewhere
Yes,
in there.
somewhere where our brains fell out, and this is
Okay, are we
what we're left
ready?
with. Hello, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Can I drink some of my martini now?
Yeah, I have a Cosmo, and it's in a lovely Fiesta Ware mug.
Well, see, that was what I was faced with. I was like, I do
Yeah.
not want to drink a cocktail out of a coffee cup
No, I
or,
understand.
a pottery mug or something. It just didn't seem right.
Yeah,
So,
I get it.
yeah. So I had just the loveliest shopping trip this morning. But here I go. Okay. Dum dum dum.
Did you make that a dirty martini?
Ooh.
I feel like
Yes.
I'm already drunk.
It's not dirty. I decided I'd try it clean.
Clean,
I don't
sure.
know if that's the terminology.
I don't know either. I
So,
can't correct you on that kind of thing.
yeah, it has three tiny olives, so
Okay, that's
it has
nice.
that. But I decided if I want to make it dirty, I can add the dirt.
Oh, now I feel
But I think I'd.
uncomfortable
Are you
immediately.
uncomfortable? I'm a little
Yeah.
uncomfortable because the glass is very cold.
I wish my glass was colder. My liquor
Your
had been
liquor.
sort of stashed in a cabinet, and I realized I needed to get it cold.
Oh
So I
yeah, I
have,
put mine in the fridge. Yeah.
yeah, I did that earlier today, and it's cold, but I wish it was like ice cold. So I have Cosmo mix combined with vodka. And I
So
did.
you cheated a little bit then, is
I
what you
did,
did.
Gia, because I couldn't find like the Cointreau or whatever it is you're supposed to add to
Oh,
vodka.
yeah.
Yeah, I went into like this one, like one of those border state border liquor stores, you know,
Yeah.
in hopes of finding all the ingredients I would need. And I was welcomed by this like very, very dense fart cloud. So I couldn't even make a full lap of the store. I had to leave.
Did you say what I think you said?
A
What did
fart
you just
cloud,
say?
Gia. That's not the liquor talking. It
Hearing
was,
is bad, but
and
that's
I grew up with
weird.
four brothers and a dad who they were all, you
Yeah,
know, quite
that's pretty.
flatulent. So
Yeah.
this was like life threatening. And then like I heard this voice in the shadows say hello, and it was like, yeah, it's goodbye,
Well,
buddy. Yeah.
that's like I was a little disappointed in my liquor store experience this morning.
Yeah.
But yours tops it. Just because I was
Yeah, I'm sorry.
excited.
I didn't know it was a
Yeah.
contest, but that's not a
Well,
contest I really wanted to win.
Yeah. No, I mean there was no flatulence involved in my trip, but I was excited to, you know how I am. I'm
Yeah.
vulnerable to the lore of. And so I thought we'd have a good conversation about what I should, I was going to consult the guy or woman
sure,
who,
sure. Like, yeah, everything you would need
and
for this ritual.
yes, because I don't know what vermouth is, so I don't know where to find it. So I'm asking where
Okay.
that is. And then there's
Yeah.
two kinds. There's sweet and there's dry. And I'm like,
Oh,
I said, which do I want if I'm just making a classic martini? He's like, I don't know, Google it. I was like,
That's life in the 21st century.
it's like, right, I could Google it, but I thought maybe you'd kind of, I didn't say that anyway.
Ironically, you're always asking your egg things,
I
and
know,
the
but I
one
just thought,
time you
well,
didn't.
I know. I mean, honestly, I've been in liquor stores maybe like three times in my life
Yeah,
because,
because you're a beer girl mostly.
yeah, because I'm mostly a beer drinker. I don't know. Could I have gotten these things in the grocery store? Probably. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Not every state serves hard liquor and stuff, but
Yeah, I don't know.
I
Yeah,
don't know
that's
how
right. Maybe
Florida
that's
is.
fine, but
Yeah.
I don't either. It's a mess.
Anyway,
But
but
anyway, I came out with my ingredients. I think I did all right. I got
okay.
Tanqueray
Tanqueray.
gin.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is pretty, it wasn't the most expensive, but wasn't the
Mm-hmm.
cheapest.
Right. Yeah, you don't want cheap gin, I don't
And
think.
the dry vermouth. And then I improvised. I didn't have a shaker, but I used like the thing that comes with your blender that you're supposed to put your smoothies into,
Oh
you
yeah.
Kind of. And I did,
Nice.
shake it over your shoulder and everything. Now, okay, so we're supposed to talk about General Hospital,
Yeah.
but
But we are commemorating our 1 year anniversary plus one day
of not of being married, because we are not married to each other.
Right. But although some think we make a hot couple.
Yeah, but some people were disappointed that we weren't married, but
right.
It's the anniversary of our podcast, which who would have thought? Yeah. I mean,
know. I guess that again, doesn't mean it's good. It just means it's still here.
I just mean that if we'd had this kind of stick-to-itiveness with
anything else,
yeah. Anything, like we could be ultra marathoners or
that's a good one, Gia. Are you sure this is your first martini?
Yeah.
Ultra marathoners.
Or you know what I'm saying? If we'd applied ourselves, we could be like co-presidents, like Terry and
Britt. Yeah.
We could be co-presidents of something.
That's right. Yeah. But well, you know, you have some stick-to-itiveness because you've become quite a good harp player. You're singing, you're playing the washboard thing, and
That's very badly, but it looks good.
Does it?
Yeah. I guess I mean if we had stick-to-itiveness in things that were valued or rewarded monetarily or in fitness goals or something. I don't know.
Something.
But I feel rewarded.
Proud, maybe, but your dad's very proud of you.
Oh yeah, yeah. They came around. They had to. They kind of had to. I feel rewarded by this podcast.
I feel rewarded when we hear from our lovely listeners.
And you sent me a nice picture of somebody wearing their Tano T-shirt, and it looked so
great.
They
really exist, people, and she wore it out in public. It looked like, so she wasn't ashamed of it.
Yeah.
So if anybody is still feeling shy about requesting one, please overcome your shyness. Maybe have a beverage if that's what it takes.
Yeah.
And then email us at atableatthetano@gmail.com and we'll talk to you about t-shirts.
It's occurring to me as I sip this drink that it is completely composed of alcohol.
Mine isn't, but I have such a low tolerance that, and actually maybe I did put, it's supposed to be one part vodka to three parts Cosmo mix. And I might've been a little generous.
You might've been a little heavy handed. Yeah.
But it's very sweet. And I'm afraid I'm going to be quite hungover tomorrow.
Oh goodness. Well, take a day off. I don't remember why. I remember we chose what was the significance of the Cosmo? I think I brought it up, but who was drinking Cosmo?
Was Ava drinking a Cosmo at some point?
I can't imagine. Never.
I know she's definitely a martini girl, but
was it a girl's night out? Maybe
when they were at the Savoy.
Yeah, maybe it was like the Brit and Maxi or something.
Maybe
Or was it? Oh, was it Britt and Brad? Remember they had
that was fun night.
Yeah,
could have been. But anyway, it came from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. And it's so hot here that it is nice to have a cold beverage, but I don't think I should be chugging it like I want.
Do you like cold beverages like G Love?
Who do you think you're talking to right now?
Are you a G-Love fan? I found G-Love like 15 years after he was a thing. And I'm like, oh my God, who is this? I love this.
Sometimes in my head, I think of you as G-Love because you're Gia.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my nickname for you in my head.
Well, anyway, he's got that great song about he likes cold beverages.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A whole song about it, and it's pretty good.
Sure. Mm. Somebody had to write a song about cold
beverages. This martini's delicious.
We're in trouble. Okay, can we start with Friday? Would that be all
right? Can, but you're going to have to remind me completely. I feel like I've been at this Quartermain picnic for about a month.
I know. I think it's been a very exciting,
It has been. It's been honestly a real soap opera. Yeah. But it's been like, at first I was like, this is the weirdest picnic, but it's kind of surreal and Twin Peaksy, and I've grown fond of it. These weird little vignettes we're getting.
Right. Everybody, you can't tell where everybody is in relation to each other, really.
No, they're spread out.
They're spread out. Yeah. And then, as we know, hospital lately, with the continuity and the time, you know, they don't seem to be very careful with that. So we don't know, like, how soon after Ava was stabbed or whatever did when did Elizabeth's cut show up on her head? You know, things like that.
Right, right. But we've got a real humdinger of a whodunit coming
on.
We
sure do, because, yeah, of course, they were setting up everybody to have some sort of axe to grind, right?
Right, right, yeah.
Well, not everybody, but, you know, the usual suspects.
Probably Comet is in the clear, but maybe not.
Because, no, did you like all the distant whinnying?
Yeah.
Wasn't that authentic seeming?
Yeah. But you want to back up to Friday. So
yeah,
remind me.
I want to back up to when Nicholas and Ava are having their argument, I guess at the Quartermain Mansion, right? They're inside the
house. Yeah, they're just in. They've just busted in the house, and she was going to fix herself a drink, just kind of help herself.
How everybody seems to want to just go into the house. If, you know, that's just open to everybody. So then, you know, of course, Ava said what she said, and Spencer was behind her. And I think you can argue that she didn't know or expect Spencer to be there because they weren't at Windermere, right? They were at the Quartermains.
Yeah, that was weak writing, because that becomes Nicholas's his axe to grind. But it was totally weak writing. It was totally manufactured. Yeah. They could have done better than that.
And I felt that was the
case.
Am
I slurring yet? They could have done better than that.
I feel like even us after one beverage could have done better than that.
If they
would just let us have a look at the script, you know, just for an hour, I think we could clean up some of this stuff.
Yeah, because even Nicholas, I felt like, you know, he was like sort of putting it on, like trying to act like he was angry, like, oh, this is so Ava. And so, you know, it's like, obviously.
Yeah, completely threw her under the bus. I mean, completely, thoroughly.
Yeah, that was weak. That was weak.
I didn't know if there was some way to explain that without it being weak writing. Like, was he like so devastated by what he knew was going to be this second loss?
Don't twist yourself into a pretzel.
I know. That's what I was trying, because I know writing is hard, and I know we've had some fantastic writing.
Why we quit, you know?
And we know the hospital writers are capable of very good writing, so maybe that's why this is a little disappointing. And it was such a significant moment that I feel like Spencer's lines could have been like incredible, you know. And there was just a lot of editing I would have done, you know.
Yep. I feel like they were just trying to, like we said a minute ago, that to get everybody, turn everybody into a suspect. And that was you know, they assigned that one to their new writer or something.
Right,
and that
the
was,
intern.
You know, they're like, oh, like, that'll do. Yeah. That'll do. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Just a rough draft, and then they're ready to film.
Yeah. So that was bad. But okay, what else on Friday?
Well, that was the main thing. The fallout after that. I was like, we were asking ourselves before, like, how do we think Spencer was going to react? And I think one of the things that was missing for me was why
with
was
his arms.
He... Well, yeah, he wasn't acting as powerfully with his arms. That's number one. But I guess they get tired like everything else. But also, when he was, you know, giving Nicholas's speech and everything, it seemed like he didn't really explain really why that act hurt him, since he was over Esme. And it felt like, I mean,
well,
I know it's a betrayal he didn't say some of the things that I think he should have said. Like, just
it was more about Nicholas and the betrayal, not Esme, you know.
I
knew that he was going to be dramatic about it and hold it against his father forever. And I liked how he went and got snocker faced all around. But I thought they needed to make him less attractive during that, because you know, and I know, in reality, you know, a drunk young adult does not remain cute and clean and all, you know,
they don't throw up, you know, on a bush where nobody can see it. They throw up on like your bed. Like
on them, on themselves.
Or the back of your head.
Yeah. Somebody's shoe or
Yeah. Yeah. Like in like a famous vase or something in the Quartermain mansion.
And they're something. Yeah, yeah. And they get nasty looking and
Or they break something, you know, And it felt like every time Victor appeared, and it just felt like he never really added much to many of the scenes he was in.
You need to get on board with Victor.
I know. I'm sure eventually I will, because as we know, I'm kind of easy when it comes to being worn down by these people.
You're easy in a lot of ways, is what I've heard.
Okay.
That's the gin talking, probably.
Probably.
It might be talking the rest of the night. I don't know why, but I'm liking Victor. I'll tell you what's going on is that I think Spencer has revitalized the Cassadine storyline for me.
I guess a bit.
And he's bringing Victor with him. And I feel like we're getting away from the, like, you know, machine that freezes the earth.
Right, right. All the nonsense.
Silly, the silly gadgets and castle kind of stuff. I mean, they're still in a castle or whatever, but
I like
Victor manipulations and...
Oh, yeah, like, there's so much manipulating between...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's couldn't be more full of it than Victor is.
I really enjoyed the conversation between Spencer and Victor today. That was today.
Yeah, that seemed much sharper actually. And it wasn't just because Spencer had sobered up. It just felt like it was like tighter writing kind of, you know?
Yeah. And once again, I just feel like Spencer and Ava can go toe to toe. Spencer and Victor can go toe to toe. Like Nicholas is like the boob in the family now.
The most true thing Spencer said was when he accused Nicholas of just not thinking, you know? And that was like, that's it. Exactly. And what do you do with someone who's, you know, who's
well, not little Nicholas of thinking? Was doing the thinking, you know?
Little Nicholas. But I think also Nicholas, and, you know, I feel like a bit of a hypocrite because, you know, we love the old Nicholas. It took me a long time to come on board with the new Nicholas.
And the thing is, I
do like him now, but he is a different character.
He's a different character. And, I like him so much outside of this. The stuff he and Maurice do and the other in their Instagram and everything. The guy is hysterical.
Yeah. But he has such sort of a nice, like, innocent kind of face, you know?
He does. Yeah. Yeah. But I guess we need to just get used to people changing. We got to get used to Drew, you know, new Drew.
Not going to happen yet.
They call him Sunny Drew on one of the pages, which is kind of accurate. Sunny Drew, you know, as opposed to like brooding Billy that was Drew before. You know?
Yeah. Which, he was much better. But anyway, I feel like this Nicholas, I mean, it's just partly just because of how he looks that he, you know, he doesn't look capable really of any like, you know, great
intrigue or
anything really very evil or complicated, you know?
I mean, and in some ways maybe he's appropriate or kind of perfect to be Ava's lapdog, you know?
Right
Like she could put him in a purse, kind of like a toy poodle
little,
or something.
A little doggy.
That would be a fun little fantasy. Oh, that reminds me of one of my favorite moments.
I know.
What?
I know Valentine and Cornhole.
Yes. Oh my God. I almost forgot about it. That was awesome. That was awesome.
It was pretty good. Yeah. And when
like more surreal moments
hit him, you know, it looked like he actually felt it, you know.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. I don't know why, but it reminded me of a Tom Petty video.
Uh-huh.
Which one? There's like a surreal one where it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, is that Don't Come Around Here?
Maybe it's Don't Come Around Here. Yeah, it had that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they could have taken that a little further. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, because it seemed like it was all a little abrupt and awkward when Maxie came up, you know? And
yeah, they should have had her like flinging things at Austin's head or something next.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see, getting to some of the other areas that were unpleasant. There was the Austin Mason thing again, where
that got intimate.
It did get intimate. Yes. And not in a good way.
That Mason guy, like the new scumbag in town. I was trying to think what other part that guy could play. I don't think he, I think he's typecast. He's got to be a scumbag.
You don't think we're going to come around on Mason?
Oh, I might come around, but I was thinking if he went to another, show or something, he'd still have to be a bad guy.
He'd
still
have to be that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have any idea what Maxie's thinking, but the original, like, smart, savvy Maxie would sense immediately that there was something wrong with this guy.
Yeah, danger. Yeah.
You know? Yep. Yeah.
And not be like, oh, come to this picnic, the more the merrier. Yeah.
Once again,
just convenient writing that, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to move
like they're
plot.
Allowed, we're yeah. allowed to just sort of forget about who a character is, in order for certain things to move along. One of the things that made me very upset was, Britt and Cody. And the kiss and that was just like way too much, I thought.
It was, everything between them is labored.
It's so labored.
Between them makes me feel like she's being sort of violated or forced into something.
Yes. I think partly I was trying to figure out like why exactly that's the case. And I think especially with Britt, she's always been so matter of fact and honest and blunt, So when she says no, you sort of believe she means it, And in this case, this guy acts like she's, just flirting with him.
Yeah. And I think it just occurred to me that it would be an interesting storyline to take this in an abusive direction. Mm-hmm. Just mentally abusive. It wouldn't have to be physically abusive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just a controlling thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, take it down. I don't think that's what they're... I think they think they're being playful and flirty.
And romantic. But
and romantic
it's such
for
bullshit.
The viewers. I think the viewers all feel like Britt's being taken down. And...
Mm-hmm. Especially because he doesn't respect anything she says. Like, if she doesn't want to talk about her father or Peter, and who would, right? And he keeps bringing it up. Like, he's just a real asshole.
Yeah. I mean, they've done storylines before with abusive boyfriends, but more like physically abusive.
Yeah.
Haven't they? Or am I thinking of other?
Yeah, no, they have. They have. Not much, but they have.
So that would be interesting if that's what this turned out to be. But it worries me that I think they think that this is what we want to see as love in the afternoon. And it's making me cringe, and it's making me like kind of feel bad in the pit of my stomach.
Yeah, me too. Like, I couldn't really watch it, Like, I kind of had to, like, distract myself.
And in a parallel, not as icky.
Yeah.
Not as icky, but just forced feeling is, of course, Drew and Carly.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's like, it was inevitable. We knew that was going to happen right when they brought him on the scene.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Will we come around on them like we've come around on everybody else? I don't know.
I don't know either. Not yet, because he seems like a smarmy bastard now. He doesn't seem like he's nothing like the old Drew. The old Drew wouldn't have, maneuvered his way in close to somebody like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't think it would have made, like, wiener grilling jokes either.
No. And even, like, when they were being questioned by the police, him in Brooklyn, he was kind of acting, like, very nonchalant, like, that wasn't serious, And I don't think he has feelings about Ava either way, but it seems like he would have taken the whole situation a little more seriously.
He was so overwhelmed with lust for Carly, he had to get back to her.
There was another situation too where I felt like the woman's feelings weren't being trusted. I don't know, maybe I guess it's Elizabeth, maybe.
Oh, with Finn, the endless Elizabeth Finn discussion.
Yeah, gonna, even though, like, I think they're both kind of in the wrong, you know, it still seems...
Yeah, like... I mean, I've got a little more sympathy for him because what would you do in that situation when obviously somebody's having, you know, a mental breakdown of some kind, and how are you supposed to, you know, you keep saying you're just going to respect their boundaries or whatever, and they get worse, and
just watch them crash and burn.
I don't see how Elizabeth, but like, I'm sorry, I'm shifting, but how would Elizabeth, what would Elizabeth's motive for hurting Ava be? Because they're setting her up too.
I know. I was thinking only because when she gets into those like detached moments where, where she's like back in that place where she's a kid and it looks like she's going to push someone down, like, the stairs or something, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's all I could think there, but that seems a little... unlikely that she would have the strength to wield anything, you know,
like that boat hook or what? What was that? Was it like a fish grappler?
Yeah, I guess there's is it a grapple in their lake or whatever. I don't know, but
there are a lot of them.
There were in my head. I was thinking, how many of those do you need at any given time? Two, maybe.
Well, I kind of thought initially, I thought, was that like for, like, you know, like ice, ice harvesting,
I don't think so.
that's the mane still in me, I guess.
Yeah, I think that looks more like a big, like, caliper or something, you know?
Yeah, all right. All right. But they were bright and shiny and clean, like something used a lot.
Clean, but, yes.
Or at least if it's clean, there'll be less infection for Ava. But,
well, that's true. That's you see, you're a real glass half full person, Gia. That's
I've been a little more positive lately.
That's beautiful.
I don't know what it is. It might be the gin or the vermouth. It
could be both. Yeah, it's wonderful.
So I'm having a classic dry martini.
Yeah.
Which I went ahead and put in the vermouth, and apparently, if you want to like extra dry, like you just sort of wave the bottle of vermouth over the glass. You don't even put any in. You just sort of let it look at the glass.
Okay. Is so this basically who you are now? Are you going to
You're drinking a glass of gin.
Oh, okay. So
that's what a martini is. It's like just hold the vermouth. It's just gin.
So it's, but if you put vermouth in, it's just gin and vermouth. That's it?
It's gin and vermouth, yep. Huh. And, well, if you want olives or a lemon twist. I went with the olives.
Okay.
But I mean, of course, there's a million now different frou-frou martinis.
Yeah,
right. You know, but they're not real martinis. But I feel like this is the Venn diagram, though, that where James Bond and Ava
overlap intersect. Quite considerably. Yeah.
Right.
I thought you were going to talk about you and me, but no.
Do we have a Venn diagram?
Well, I do like a gin and tonic occasionally, but. I like a lot of tonic. I pretty much prefer just the tonic, I think.
I think that keeps you from getting malaria.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, its purpose is twofold.
Medicinal. I will admit that I went without alcohol for over 30 days. I did like a 30-day challenge.
Uh-huh.
And then the other night I was doing shots of tequila.
Did not see that coming. Well, of course, if you're going to...
That's how I came off my dry
wagon. Yeah.
But I felt like it was kind of for health reasons because it's low carb.
I thought you meant like all the shots of tequila.
Right. They were low carb as opposed to if I'd...
Oh.
If I'd had... It's healthier than a loaf of bread, right? You know.
I think the jury's still out on that.
Oh, I was working, and so I wanted to loosen up a little bit.
Sure, because you're pretty uptight, generally.
I am, and I...
nobody out there believes that right now.
And I didn't want to start drinking beer, and so I was like, well...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And it wasn't, it's all right. It's an okay thing to do. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even ask what. No, because it was over the course of a long night. So it was fun. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. But you know, it was like taking a couple Benadryl or something. It was all right.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You know, there's a new drink out. Sorry, I'm just getting off on like substances that take you places. But I was offered I drank some of this too. It was like a seltzer.
Was this the same night? Like one of those white claws or something?
Different night.
Okay. All right. Feeling a little bit like Finn now. If only you had a sister, I could call.
It was a seltzer that has not THC, but I guess CBD, like the gummies or whatever, small amount of.
Wow.
But no alcohol. And like a little tiny bit of fruit flavor. This was like a clementine.
And this is sold in places, or you just got it out of somebody's van?
Well, I think, it was like that clown down in the gutter that's like, hey. No,
where
I believe
did you wake
was,
up, Gia?
I believe it
the
was
back
being
of
sold.
A windowless van.
It was the bar. It was the bartender, the nice girl that night, and she was offering me a beverage, and I said, "Oh, I'm trying to be good. I'm not." She's like, "Well, this is a new thing that would work for keto," and you know, so she
knows all the lines.
I know,
like every one of you people buzzword. Down there is on keto.
I know, we're all fat as pigs. But, but I didn't feel anything from that, so I don't know how many cases you have to drink of that. Anyway, I'm just telling you there's options. But it sounds like you're good with the Cosmo.
I guess so. It is very sweet. Yeah. So
too sweet. Maybe you should cut your those mixes. Like whenever I've gotten like you know like a Tom Collins mix or a margarita, they're usually way too sweet. Like they overdo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The American diet, like they think they need to hook us with too much sugar and
sure, yeah, that's not going to work.
They
here.
Call that the sad. all right, let's get back to General Hospital. Let's see. Yeah. So we don't like Cody still. We haven't come around.
No, I feel like even worse than ever. I feel like that bears repeating. That was maybe the most disturbing scene so far between Cody and Britt.
And I feel like I know we have limited time with Britt, who I really enjoy, and now this is how we're gonna spend it with this ick.
Now I want to say like run, be free, Britt, you know, go to prime time.
And we had the Cody Felicia Mac
went to like the Cam Weber school of acting where he's just like, you know, his face is like vibrating and that's all, you know.
Well, he hasn't had a lot of lines lately, so it probably was a bit of a shock for him, you know.
Now we know how Jason used to feel. Just give a look.
Just emote.
Yeah, but I wasn't really sure how to translate Matt's vibrating
face. But he's realizing, or we're realizing,
that
he might be Cody's father. He might be Cody's father, right? That's all that is.
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought, but Felicia's explanation of like, how would Dominique have had a baby without knowing? And it's like, well, there's lots of ways.
Oh, really? you wake up at the other end with like a little skin and some extra pounds and like you're lactating and you can't figure out why.
That happens all the time. Oh my God. The cat wants out again. Kitty cat.
Well, you're probably a little bit tough to be around right now.
I probably am. I don't know if I told you, but as you know, I'm a novice washboard player, and she's taken to. I've been practicing a lot lately with my YouTube lessons, and she's taken to when I pick up the washboard. Now she goes ek, 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 and she asks to go out in the porch.
See if you put some earplugs down. If she can figure out how to insert them into her ears.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Like, oh, poor kitty.
Oh, dear.
Anyway. Okay, so we had a little bit of that. I thought Felicia did kind of a good job. She didn't get too Betty Boop.
Right, Yeah, and that is just her way. So, yeah.
I know.
I know.
And I love her.
Yeah, but, I do too. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, sometimes it's too much.
Yeah. So we did have some good stuff today. And I think, yeah, probably the most strong part was Spencer talking to Victor.
It's Spencer on and on. I'm like Spencer for president, man. I love how they're... So they gave us a Spencer that was like the kind-hearted one that's in love with Trina that's doing the right thing. Right. And then they go back to showing a selfish, petulant, spoiled, out for himself Spencer that's like kind of okay with even thinking that, you know, like, eh, Ava, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, so they didn't like flip him 180 degrees and make him a brand new good person. He's still Spencer and he's still entitled and spoiled and looking out for number one and willing to throw his lot in with Uncle Victor's.
Yeah, which makes you realize how little he really understands Uncle Victor. Right?
Well, I was thinking today, I had the thought today, like, maybe he understands Uncle Victor completely, and he's cool with that, and he wants to be the next Uncle Victor.
Yeah, maybe. But when he mentioned, like, Stavros and Helena, as if those two, like, were as evil as it gets, you know, it seemed like it's he could have lumped Victor in with them, probably, you know.
Yeah, but he's so dapper. I think he's enjoyable. I like when he totters on a scene in his little natty outfits with his poofy little hair, you know.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite lines, actually, it wasn't his, but it was Valentine's. It was something like, give the woman her pickle.
Oh, the pickle scene. Oh, that's right. There were so many scenes. Yeah, the Lucy pickle scene. Yeah, there was a lot of, like, single entendre going on.
I know, not even very clever, you know. It's like
goofy.
Yeah.
But kind of funny, just, you know, they probably have fun doing those scenes.
Oh, you know, the one other parallel I was gonna draw between maybe it wasn't, maybe I'm just drunk now, but I was thinking about Sonny and Nina, where, like, Nina's acting like, oh, you know, I don't want to go there. Nobody likes me. I don't want to go there. Okay, I'll go there, you know.
And then, the dessert,
like, she's
thing.
Like, I got to leave. And Sonny's like, no, don't leave. And she's like, but nobody likes me here. And he's like, no, stay. It just kind of feels like that, like those tug of wars, you know. That one's different because it seems like she's willfully, you know, playing into it, you know.
Yeah, it's just tiresome.
It is.
I don't know. They need to move on and just go do things together and be in a relationship. And I mean, I know that's hard if the whole town is like against you, and so everywhere you go, maybe they should move. But yeah, so we had a little bit of them. We had and today we had some nice, like, we had the moments with Sunny and Carly in the kitchen being civil.
Yeah, that was interesting. I thought it was like the beginning of something.
Would be nice to see. Yeah.
And I didn't know if there was some sort of significance to him taking her car. It seemed
like, I don't know. I just thought, was that just kind of like, you know, they're moving on and starting to cooperate, or
I don't know. Yeah.
Or something
odd.
Ominous, like there'll be a car bomb, or I don't know.
Well, you just feel like, you know, nothing should be sort of like a throwaway line, right? Especially
in his world. Yeah.
I don't know. Could be wrong.
I don't know. Well, hopefully they'll move on and be a little more cooperative in, I don't know. I mean, you probably have divorced people in your family. They seem to eventually move on and cooperate for children and grandchildren's sake.
Well, in this case, since their worlds are so intertwined, it seems like.
Although I will say the divorced people in my family, I know, they don't miss an opportunity to say something nasty after the person's gone, but not to their faces anymore.
Right.
You know, like it, but it,
yeah.
Yep. Like, and feelings don't seem to go away. But.
That blue coat just never went away, though, did it?
No, Sonny's, the blue coat. Like, hold my blue coat. Yeah.
It's like, let me get my coat. Oh, come on, Sonny. Just leave it.
It's like, a very Florida-looking coat. It's like cabana wear, kind of. Yeah. It looks like a linen-y, or not linen.
You can tell it's not like a nice blue jacket. It's like, you know.
Okay, like, you don't think
men's
so?
Men's designer, men's warehouse, or whatever that place is.
Is that a bad place to go?
Well, I just you just know Sonny, like the original Sonny wouldn't shop there, you know? He'd have custom
no, that's
tailored
true.
Suits, you know?
That's the place that for it has like 2-for-1 suits sometimes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Which is probably a bad sign.
A little bit, I don't know. I think that's all they have in some places, like up here, but, you know.
Yeah. I just customized my Carhartt overalls the other night. Yeah. And I thought I was being so clever because I was like, oh, that's so much better. Like, it's so hot.
Like, I don't like where this is going.
Yeah. Anyway, so
cutouts,
I cut
like
them
some
off.
Ass cheek cutouts or something. Oh,
No. I kept them kind of, I kept them long, sort of capri length was what I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
and Appalachian Carhartts.
Yeah. And so I'm wearing them and they're cut off. And the old man says, that looks weird.
Trust him, Gia.
You know, and for him to actually speak up, you know.
When a man only says 5 things a day, Gia, listen.
I know. So I was like, oh. So we decided it was because I had just cut them, you know, and they weren't really frayed yet or anything. They just look just. So I rolled them up.
Oh,
you know,
geez.
I just rolled them up a little bit. And anyway.
Could you hold on? I have to get Sarah Weber on the line.
I went about my business, which was to go out and do a
what?
Job.
Do and a job, in quotes. What was the job?
I was playing some music. And anyway, I rolled them up.
Somebody
just sent pictures. And I look so stupid. I mean, more stupid than usual, which is hard to do.
Oh,
like, so that's not a good length. So I might have to go ahead and make them shorts. Like, does they just?
Oh no, Gia. The lesson here is to put down the scissors. Put down the scissors, Gia.
Well, Carhartts are so heavy. You have Carhartts.
I know, and I've told you I threw out all my shorts. Right now, I'm wearing like full length Carhartts, and I'm very, very hot and uncomfortable.
They're hot. I mean, I know they're meant to like you know go out and milk the cows and stuff, but
yeah. And this is like the lighter weight, not like the really
yeah.
Heavy
mine are like
ones.
Heavy, and they felt great once I cut that leg off. But
yeah. Although a girl did compliment me on them the other day, which I couldn't really believe.
Yeah.
Like, looked behind me, like, what?
What? Well, tell me what she said, because you might have misinterpreted. Uh-oh, I think the Cosmo is gone.
No! She said... Oh God, I can't even like pretend. She said, "I like your pants," and I like whipped my head around to see if anyone was behind me. And I was like, "They're men's Carhartts. Like, you want to take that back?" And she's like, she said, "My pants are from are men's pants too." And I was like, "Oh, a kindred spirit." And I said, "I sometimes forget there's even a women's department." And she sort of nodded.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to like. Frighten you, but I think you're dating someone now.
She's quite young.
Well,
wow.
You know, mazel tov. So
thank you. Thanks, Gia. Although since then I too have taken the scissors to something. Not my pants, but my hair.
Your hair? Oh
yeah.
No. Oh
yeah.
No.
I only made 4.
You have
cuts.
Unfortunate bangs now or something?
No, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to do bangs at this point. But yeah, only 4 cuts. So it took about 40 seconds.
Would you put a bowl on your head and have the kid kind of shear it around? Or?
I don't think she could do any better, to be honest. Her hand coordination is not that great.
Not so great, yeah.
Yeah, but I, you know, it's fine because I work remotely. I only ever go to like the hardware store, Lowe's, Home Depot, you know. My loop in my world is very small.
It's small, yeah.
You know?
I went into a home decor kind of place today or whatever it was to get this martini glass and that was expanding my circle a little bit.
Yeah, I bet they had someone following you and you probably didn't even notice.
It was a huge place, but
were you wearing your cutoff overalls at that point?
I was wearing a different pair of overalls. Not cutoff, but actual like hemmed hemmed overall shorts, but you know.
Just... How many days a week do you wear something that's an overall? Seven.
How many days are
in a week?
Yeah. Seven. yeah. Well, I, in spite of my choosing tequila over the loaf of bread, I'm stout right now, so my my pants don't fit. What are you going to do? Oh. The overalls are a lifesaver. But
I guess that's true. Boy, when I catch a glimpse of myself in a window, it's very.
Let's not go down this path because we're not even talking about General Hospital anymore.
I know. Now we're just going to be weepy drunk.
Yeah, no, I know that. Nobody needs to see that.
No, that's true. I want to let in on a happy note.
Yeah, let's finish up on something hospital-y. Like, what did we like? I like that it's a whodunit now. I enjoy a little whodunit.
Yeah, and that was like that episode, like when Ava got stabbed and the episode after that. Like, I could not wait for that. You know, like I usually try to wait and watch the show closer to when we're going to be recording.
Yeah.
So it's fresh in my mind. I couldn't
you
wait.
You had to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I liked, of course, that Dex, you know, it was a little weird that he suddenly appeared, but.
Yeah.
The Dex action there and saving Ava and bringing he and Joss together again. And it was like she almost couldn't remember Cam's name when she was talking
to him. I know,
like, my boyfriend. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's 12 and you're much more intriguing.
Intriguing.
And you're worldly and intriguing and you've been a soldier. And so we know where that's going. I think that's going to be a great entanglement. I look forward to that tremendously because it's going to be so good because Michael's going to be involved. It's his sister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he's going to be crossing. So against it. Oh, and then Sonny, they're going to like be bitchy with Sonny. Like, how can you let your guy sniff around Joss?
Yep. It's going to be, I don't know. It'll be good though. I like that entanglement. I look forward to it.
Yeah. And I wonder what the thought process was when they decided, the writers decided, okay, who's going to find Ava? You know?
Yeah, right.
There were supposedly plenty of doctors and nurses on the property, you know?
Supposedly. It was funny that they had no, like, this is a big fundraiser, and they must not have had the cash for extras, because we only saw our regular characters, you know?
Yeah, not even many of them.
Just kind
of
wandering around in the dark. Like, these are like college parties that I used to attend, where you'd be wandering around, like, keg parties, like, wandering around in the dark, just bumping into people, having weird... encounters, you know, and be like
Halloween.
Did you take the whatever? Like, you know, and then you know, like
another piece of the puzzle, everyone. I liked also when Joss was trying to like get up and like, you know, of course, I don't know why she didn't have her phone in this one instance, but you know, like, and Ava wanted her to stay with her.
Oh, right. And she actually showed a little humanity and
And Ava just seemed very vulnerable. You know, it made you kind of feel for her.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't already, but.
And I like that Joss, you know, respects that Trina is friends with Ava. He doesn't try to talk her out of that.
Right. Yeah. I thought even Ava's hands were doing a good job of acting, you know, when they were kind of hovering.
Ava's just tops. She is tops in every way. Yeah.
And I hated her to begin with. So I'm a total convert now.
I know. Yeah. How do you feel about Dex? Are you coming around on Dex?
Not yet. I have your voice in my head, but still not yet.
Okay.
I guess because I still don't know what kind of a person he is.
Well, he's creepy, obviously. I mean, the fact that he'll take a job like that makes him a creep.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But that's all right. You know, we need creeps. And
they help make the world go round.
That's right. So, anyway, I'm liking it. I'm digging it. I thought we had a better couple days. So.
Yeah, we did. We did. And we're still lots of things to watch and find out. Yeah.
It might just be the alcohol, but I feel pretty happy right now.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I hope it lasts, Gia.
I've got a little bit more, and then I'm going to eat the olives, and then I'll probably just nod off here on the couch.
Oh, poor Rory's going to have his hands full.
Well, he fixed himself. He made a gin, and we didn't have any tonic, but he made gin and, like, club soda and some lemon juice.
Okay.
Kind of a beverage. Tasted pretty good. Tasted kind of gin and tonic-y.
Okay. He just wanted to sort of shore himself up so he could cope with you.
He saw that I brought home the Tangeray, and he's like, ooh, you know.
Partay.
He remembered his youth suddenly.
Rory. Oh, yeah. Bless his heart.
Yep. Anyway. All right. Well, I think we've nattered on for Jesus.
We really have, and I don't know if any of this was.
We had a good time.
In trouble. Yeah.
And actually, I have a question for you. We'll sign off, and I can ask you the question later.
okay.
A business question.
It's not a business question. Okay.
Business question.
All right, Judah.
But thank you to all our listeners. And it's probably haven't been here a year, but we've been here a year.
Yeah.
And nobody's more shocked than us. We're really enjoying it. So
we are.
We think you're terrific people if you're here.
Really do. And even if we criticize parts of hospital, we still love it deeply.
Deeply, yes.
Deeply, passionately.
To the marrow. Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Die hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So hang with us, people, and thanks for listening. And we'll talk in a few days.
Yes, we will. Okay, Gia.
Okay. Talk to you later, Keish.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah.